like I said, come up. If as long as you got that card, it says on there what you're to do.
I did call, and that's what they told me to do. I tried to call. I tried to negotiate with the assessment office before this deadline, and that's what I was told. And then that's when I sent the letter, June 14th, stating exactly that, and got zero response. I didn't get any response until I emailed again, as shown in my
in the packet. In that
July.
So we have a procedure.
July 6th.
Can we move forward with?
And I'm like, where are we in on this assessment? I had no response after even after our call. That's what they told me to do.
Let me ask a question. In your June 14th letter, did you request an interior inspection?
No, I said that the procedure wrong, that a physical inspection needs to be made and be in written notice, and I got no response.
Okay. All right, well, we have a procedural disagreement, I understand. Let's get to the next question. Do you, the value that has been given on your property here, the assessed value, is that, do you believe that value is inaccurate, is too high, too low? Do you have evidence?
Well, it's too high to be jumped in one assessment, yes.
Unfortunately, the state statutes don't allow us to really consider that. We just have to know whether or not the value.
I didn't prepare anything for that argument. I argued for procedural issues. On the advisement of the assessor's office staff.
I mean, it is residential, and it is over 15%, and I mean, I realize
there's a physical inspection of the property in this case. We
can't. Yeah, and then there is a difference of opinion on whether that card covers or not, but and I'm not saying either side or the other, I'm just saying that is a fact. In the burden of proof, if it's over 15%, goes back over to the assessor's office on not just whether there's a physical inspection, but and I get that it probably needed to go up.
I'll agree to a 14.5% increase, but going over that in a year is detrimental to any property.
Right.
Going that much over is a huge cost to bear, and to a point that you're gonna, by next assessment, it's gonna go probably twice as much lower because we will be able to show zero profit.
Gentlemen,
well, yes,
it's in Foxtrot.
Okay. But on this one, you're saying there was a physical inspection.
There was a physical inspection, and I've met that burden of proof. You're looking at the computer screen that shows where we were in there and that we actually went to the place, because it says even Ty redid the sketches. And you don't redo sketches unless you've physically been out there and remeasured.
Well, if I understand, your argument is purely procedural. You're not arguing with value.
Well, I mean, I would argue the value, but I didn't sit there and do numbers to argue that, because it was already told me by the assessor's office and everybody else that it's a procedural issue and that they can't charge me more than 15%.
Okay, would you
they actually told me to sit there and plead for the previous assessment.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't know who's saying that, but
I don't. He has no name. I have nothing. And he said, she said, but the burden of proof is met.
Are you kidding me? I can give you the name then.
The burden of proof that we know you did an inspection, but
the name?
Andy Adams.
Okay. And all right.
Because I called about it. I physically called because I was sitting there and tried to sit there and cut a deal to try to just lower it, lower it to,
Chad,
I agree. If real estate increases every year, I agree with that. I'm not arguing that, but 42% in 1 year is.
Chad, we have this all over the county, and it's a difference if there was a physical inspection versus not. But here, let me ask you a question. When you said you're not prepared for the value argument, do you Are you talking about trying to do some sort of income approach?
I could try to do an income approach. I didn't sit there and do that because when I called to just do an informal meeting with an assessor's office, that's what they advised me to do.
We're asking everybody to give us their income.
May I suggest to you, if we agreed, could we table this for some period of time and allow you to have that conversation to try to get to a value? Otherwise we'd have to make a decision today, and I think you would probably be better served right now on the issue, at least as far as I'm concerned, to do some sort of negotiation on value with them.
I tried to call.
We're that point.
I've only tried to change. Do that. I mean, I was trying to discuss that with them. That's what they told me. They just basically just shot me down and told me to do this, and that I would win, and don't worry about it. And I'm like, well, if they're going to increase it more than 15%, I'm fine with it.
I mean,
the difference in this one is they've done the inspection, they've gone out and done the work, they have the notes, they've got the first one out there. I do agree if it were different, but that's the problem I've got.
I hear you.
I got to comply with the law, and if they did what they're supposed to do, that's my problem. There's only two of us today, so
it still requires burden of proof, not burden of proof that you went out, but burden of proof that the value that they have is $4,631,000 on this one, and $4,575,018 on the second one. So
and those values are based on
the same system that we use for everything else.
So I mean, it's the same thing that's applying to everything that we're.
I know, but it also says that presumption of the assessor's value. We should not presume that value is correct. I'm just going off state statute, Donna. I understand that. I'm just saying that's where it's that's
Chad, since we have this procedural question, and obviously the two board members are a little bit disagreement on this, where it's only two of us today, so if you'd like some additional time in order to talk to the office about a value based on income, yes.
He needs to send me 3 years of income and expense statements.
Okay, well, that's up to him whether he wants to do that.
If he wants to quibble about
the value. Or he can go through broker and do those kinds of things. He doesn't have to do it through income. He can do whatever.
You could get an appraisal. You can get a broker price opinion. Probably an appraisal would be a little bit more appropriate. Or you can go before the state tax commissions.
I'll bring in if I need to.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit here and argue now because obviously, the assessor's already upset with me because I went through a procedural one that her own staff is what.
I don't think she's upset.
She's not going to agree with me. So I'll just bring in a consultant. If it's not going to be ruled in my favor today, I'll bring in a consultant.
Well, we're offering you to table this so that you can present that information to us. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay.
So please contact the same number that you talked to before and send us any information you have.
Okay. Can I send something directly to you so I don't get a misunderstanding of one of your staff members?
I'm not the assessor, but she's listening.
Yeah. Yes, we can. Can you call the office and just ask for the...
I mean, the fact that I did try to do this already and the fact that they wouldn't even get back to me and I had to get contact with them again after the date and I had no other choice but to come to the board of equalization.
Well, we're trying
to... I'm also a little upsetting.
And we're trying to solve that for you.
Sure.
So please ask for the assessor directly, Susan, and they'll try to do something with you, okay?
Okay. I'd like to also, if they're going to require you to show us stuff, and I'd like to see what their inspection shows. All we get is these cards, and then we're going to get them how they just brought these values about.
Right? Sure.
We get it. We understand. Just if you will have that conversation, I'm not, you know, we don't want to be argumentative. Just if you'll do that, we'll see if we can get to an agreement. Okay?
Right. Well, I suggest they vet their staff.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chad.
Do you have a date or are you going to contact me?
what's our date?
Hold on that 1 second. What's our BOE lineup for next week?
What's the date we got the agenda?
If he sends in his income I'll arrange expense this. Why don't today, you go? I'll have it figured for tomorrow.
I'll arrange this. You go. I can handle it.
Okay.
Go.
That's fine. I'll move to table it. I guess we don't have to.
Yeah, we can. We're going to table this, and I'm giving you a date, Chad.
On the 21st, we have 255. The 22nd is 33.
All right, we're going to do July 22nd.
See you at 1.
And is morning okay?
Yes, that'd be
great. All right. And I realize this is a lot of work, Chad, and I know, you know, all of us are going through a lot of work here, and I'd like to see some type of agreement come out on this, but we will see. I will let you go, and we will give you a call on the 22nd in the morning.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
I would not put up with that. I'm sorry, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
You don't support your elected officials. You
we're going into recess till 1 o'clock.